If you're walking in Russian Jack Park this summer, you might come across a side trail with a birch bark sign that says, "Fairies live here." A short walk up the narrow winding path through the lush forest reveals miniature structures made from natural materials. Some look like fancy animal burrows, and others look like mouse-sized houses adorned with moss and bark. But these homes are intended for fairy folk.
It's magic!
Barbara Brown was at the park on a recent Friday, setting up the trail and helping people build their own houses from materials she brought. She organized building the fairy trail after traveling and seeing similar projects in places like Oregon and Toronto.
And then I said, okay, that's it. This is too much fairy stuff. We gotta have one in Anchorage.
Brown pitched the idea to Parks and Rec, and they recommended Russian Jack Park. After doing some research, she learned fairy houses can be found around the world.
And there are so many books about how to design them. Building one out of pumpkins, building one out of logs. It's huge.
She says her daughter loved fairies as a child, but Brown didn't feel the same way as a kid.
I was into witches, so this was all very new to me, but fairies overtook our house.
Brown teamed up with the Anchorage Museum Seed Lab to host a fairy house building workshop. Some of those houses can be seen on the trail. An architectural firm contributed a detailed house straight out of the Swiss Family Robinson, complete with a spiraling staircase. As we spoke, a couple arrived with two young kids carrying their own creations.
So one is lots of trees, lots of moss. Oh, now this one, they even used sea glass? Oh, look at this. It's like a whole little shelter. These are just terrific.
Daniel, who did you say was going to live in yours? Which fairy?
I can't remember.
The tooth fairy?
Oh, great.
Sherry Douglas is friends with Brown and has been involved with the project since the beginning. As a retired youth services librarian, she says she has lots of favorite fairy stories. Her fairy house was more of a fairy spa, complete with a scallop shell bathtub.
And to me, the point of the fairy trail is to really stop and look around you and just look and be in nature and let your mind be blank and see what pops up into your imagination and what you're actually seeing in the woods there.
Brown says the trail will stay up indefinitely with Parks and Rec's approval, but she will be regularly monitoring the area, keeping things tidy. To find it, walk left past the Russian Jack Chalet, cross the bridge at the bottom of the hill, and look for the sign. In Anchorage, I'm Ammon Swenson.